This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I was working the typical gas station that you remember from years ago, where the attendants wore the shirts, the matching shirts with the name on the shirt. You may remember this. Gas stations don't do this now, but it used to have the name of the owner above the door. You walk in and you see the name of the proprietor. I was working one day, and just a typical day, 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas, a man came in, and very sincere, very distinguished looking, came in and said, "Randy." You know, it was a pretty easy guess since my name was on the shirt. And he said, "I just talked to Mr. Cione, the boss, and told him my dilemma that I have an insurance payment premium that's due today, and I do not have the money. I talked to Mr. Cione, and he told me," he took off his watch, and he said, "he told me that if I would give you my watch as collateral, you would give me $20, and I'll come by Friday when I get paid and give you the $20, and you'll give me my watch back." I didn't blink. I didn't bat an eye. I took the watch, gave him a $20 bill out of the cash register, and I was looking at the watch as he was getting into his car, and I realized, I said, this watch is a carnival watch. It's a junk watch. It's working, but it was so lightweight, and I realized that this was a scam. I ran after him, and I saw the Michigan license plates on the car, so I knew I'd been hit. If you're from Michigan, it's nothing personal. It's just that I just knew that he was from out of state. He wasn't a local resident who knew Mr. Cione. Now, I don't want you to think it was a total loss. Since it was 3 weeks before Christmas, I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but I gave the watch to my 11-year-old brother for Christmas. And I pulled him aside so that my parents didn't hear this. And I said, "I paid $20 for that watch, pal. Take care of this watch." And he said, "I will." And it broke 2 days after Christmas. It stopped working. He hasn't spoken to me since, but nobody likes to be scammed. But let me tell you something that's worse than that. According to Jesus himself, he says, watch out. Don't be scammed. Don't be deceived about people pretending to know when Jesus Christ is going to return or pretending to be Christ himself. It's not going to come up on the screen, but Matthew 24, 36 says this, "No man knows the hour." And then it says, "Not even the angels in heaven." Do you get that? Not even the angels in heaven know the day or the hour when Christ is going to return. So here's what's strange to me. I have met people who claim to know more than the angels. They claim to know more than any man on earth because Jesus said, "No man will know the hour, not even the angels in heaven will know." And yet people claim knowledge above the Lord himself, in a sense. A message about the second coming. Selected verses from Luke 21 as we preach through this book of the Bible. Jesus replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven.'" And then verse 34, "Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap." Well, a message on the second coming of Christ, simply because that's where we are in the Gospel of Luke, the 21st chapter. God bless you. Listen tomorrow to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.